Welcome to Let's Talk. Let's pick up where we left off last week when we began talking about living under the control of the Holy Spirit. Do you recall some of the disciples' activities after being filled with the Holy Spirit? Let's go to Acts 2:42 to remind us. And it says, "And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers." So some of the things that the disciples did after they received the Holy Spirit was that they began teaching, they had fellowship, breaking of bread, and praying. So I've got a question for you and for myself. What are some things that have become some of our activities since we were saved and had the Holy Spirit come and live inside of us? What are some of those activities? Do you have activities that glorify God, that glorify Jesus? Let's think about that during this time where we're sort of ending the year and about to begin a new year. Let's think of those activities. And if we're lacking in that, let's pray that God will give us the discernment of what it is that He has for us to do for Him. Let's look at Acts 1:8 together and see what Jesus told His disciples right before His ascension. Now, we already talked about this last week when we read where Jesus told them that He would send a helper. After He was gone, He would send a helper for them. But in Acts 1:8, it says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." So two things there Jesus said, that number one is you will receive power. So when the Holy Spirit comes into our lives, we receive power. We receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And number two is, He said that we will be His witnesses. And so that's not an option for us. He said we will be His witnesses. So we need to think about that as we're praying about what it is that God wants us to do. We should pray about the part of our life where we're witnesses for Jesus. Do you believe that this is true for us also when we receive the Holy Spirit, that that we will be His witnesses, that we will receive power? Absolutely it is. He wasn't just talking to just the disciples. At that particular moment, He was talking to them, but that it was written in God's Word for us, as an example for us, and that what we will receive. Because Jesus said we would receive power and we would be His witnesses, how does the Holy Spirit help us in witnessing? Do you think that that's possible? Do you think that the Holy Spirit helps us with witnessing? I dare say that I could not witness to other people on my own power. I wouldn't have the right words. I wouldn't know the right thing to do. So I think that the way that the Holy Spirit helps us to witness is through His power. He gives us boldness and courage to tell people about His love. And He gives us direction. He gives us the who, the how, the when, and the where. And He gives us the words to say. So that's how we have the power through the Holy Spirit to witness to people, because he's our helper. Jesus sent Him for us to help us to witness to others. My prayer for you this Christmas and for all of 2025 is that you will use the gifts that the Holy Spirit equips you with to reach out to those in need of our Savior. So we've talked about over the several weeks how God is equipping us, how He gives us the Holy Spirit, and how the Holy Spirit is our helper. Pastor Todd continues to remind us to ask God, what can I do for you in 2025? And I think that we need to take that challenge from our pastor and ask that question. God, what is it that you want me to do for you in 2025? Remember, as we start to close, what a Spirit-filled life is. And here are some things. A life of obedience to the Holy Spirit. A Spirit-filled life is a life of obedience to the Holy Spirit. A Spirit-filled life is a life centered on the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus has to be the center of our lives, of everything about our lives, our marriages, our parenting, our grandparenting, our work, our relationships. Jesus has to be the center of all that. A Spirit-filled life is a life lived on God's Word. We have to be in God's Word. That's where we get our direction. That's where we get what we need to be closer to God. A Spirit-filled life is a life of prayer. We have to be in constant communication with God. A Spirit-filled life is a life of fellowship. Fellowship with other people. Fellowship with God. A Spirit-filled life is a life that witnesses. And as we just talked about, God gives us, through the Holy Spirit, the power that we need to be witnesses for Him. Let's close with Acts 4, 31 through 33. And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. My prayer for you as we go into 2025 is that you and I have the boldness we need to step out and witness and tell others about the love of Jesus.